this side, and if you look through the side door over here, you can see Revati. Who is Balaram's wife? So we'll go around this side, and then we can all come back here, and Maharaj will tell us something about this wonderful place. Everybody come over to this side, there's a little door.
Vajranab, the great grandson of Lord Sri Krishna. He installed this beautiful deity of Lord Sri Balaramji, whose name is also Dauji, which means the elder brother of Sri Krishna. And he is the presiding deity of the southern petal of the lotus of Vrajbhumi. Balaram is explained to be the original spiritual master, because in every way Lord Balaramji is engaged in the loving service of Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained that there is no difference between Balaram and Krishna. They are absolutely identical. The only difference is that Krishna's complexion is black like the monsoon rain cloud, and Balaramji is white like the newly formed spring cloud. But still, Balaram always accepts the position of making wonderful arrangements for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. He expands himself to become Vrindavan Dham. The spiritual world, the land, is the expansion of Lord Balaram. Also the jewelry that the Lord wears, the bed that he lays upon, the clothes that he wears, His slippers, they are all expansions of Lord Balaram, who is always anxious to serve and give pleasure to Krishna in every possible way. Lord Balaram serves Sri Krishna in all the five rasas. Santiras as his jewelry, his clothes, his bedstead. Dasiras, Sakyaras, he serves the Lord as a friend in the cowherd pastures of Sri Vrindavan Dham. As elder brother, he serves in Vatsalya Ras, at times, serving the Lord with parental affection. And in Conjugal Ras, he expands himself as Ananga Manjari, Srimati Radharani's younger sister, to assist this wonderful conjugal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. There are so many beautiful, wonderful stories of Lord Sri Baladev. Bala means strength. Dev means divine. He is the personification of divine strength. Balaram means one who takes pleasure in exhibiting this divine strength. Sometimes he is killing Denukasura in Talavan. Sometimes he is killing Pralambasura in Bandiravan. And sometimes, actually Srila Prabhupada explains that in this material world, there are so many obstructions on the spiritual path. And without spiritual strength coming from Lord Balaram, we can never overcome these obstacles. So devotees should pray to Lord Baladev to give us the necessary spiritual strength to pursue the path of bhakti and engage all of our activities in the loving devotional service of the Lord. In every incarnation, primary incarnations, Lord Balaram expands himself to appear with Lord Sri Krishna. In the form of Vishnu, he appears as the Shesha Nag to be his resting place. In the form of Lord Sri Ramchandra, Balaram appeared as the younger brother, Lakshmana. And how, in this particular incarnation, Lord Balaram exhibited his selfless devotion to his own self in the form of Sri Ram. Lakshman, when Ram was exiled to the forest, Lakshman gave up all of the comforts and royalty of Ayodhya to live in the Dandakaranya forest and Chitrakoot to be beside Sri Ramchandra. He was always acting like a menial servant. When Sita Devi saw Maricha in the form of a golden deer, Ram told Lakshman, "You stay here and you watch Sita." But later on, when Maricha cried out, "Lakshman, save me," Sita said, you go, you save Ram. He said, "There is no danger." He said, "No, you must. You are wanting to stay with me in the absence of your brother to enjoy?" So in this way Lakshman went. Ravana stole Sita. There was a great battle and war. For a whole year they searched for her. The whole Lanka was destroyed. Ravana was killed. When Sita was brought back, Ram said, "I cannot have your hand because you have been touched by another man." So Sita, she said, "I will prove my chastity. I will enter into fire." And it was Lakshman that was ordered by Sita, "Build a funeral pyre." And Lakshman turned to Ram, and Ram said, "Do it." Now we should understand Sita is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani, the most worshipable object of love of Lord Sri Balaram in this incarnation, Lakshman. So with tears in his eyes, he built this funeral pyre, and then he was told to light it so that Sita could lay into it. As the obedient servant, he lit the funeral pyre. And then Sita entered in, and of course, her chastity was proven. The original Sita came out brilliant like millions of suns to show that she had never been unfaithful to Ram for even one second. If she would have forgotten the lotus feet of Ram for even one fraction of a second during Ram were sitting again coronated as the kings, Lakshman was so happy, he was so blissful to serve in every possible way. But then there was some suspicion. Ramchandraji would go out and have his spies find out what people are thinking of him. Because now, can you imagine if the politicians, the prime ministers and kings were to go to the ordinary people to hear what they were thinking of him? But everyone was praising him. But on one isolated occasion, a low-class man was chastising his wife that, "You are unchaste. You expect me to live like with an unchaste woman like that Ram did?" Completely baseless. But still, to set the highest standard, yad yad acharati sreshtas tad tar eve tirojana, that what the great men do, the common men follow. For the sake of showing the right path to the souls of this world, Ram was willing to do anything, sacrifice anything. So he told Lakshman that I must banish Sita. Lakshman was stunned. What are you saying? Banish Sita. She has proven her chastity. Her life and soul is only for you. How can you even think like this? Ram said that Lakshman, I will not tell Sita. You must tell Sita that she will be exiled for the rest of her life to never see me again. We cannot imagine what a thunderbolt these words were to Lakshmana's heart. Ram said, Sita is very fond of the forest, especially the ashram of Valmiki Muni. You tell her that you're taking her on a vacation, and then you leave her there and tell her she can never come back. Lakshman was begging, he was pleading with Ram that ultimately I will follow whatever order you give. But why create such pain to her? What has she done wrong? One crazy man has spoken with no intelligence at all. Is that reason to banish the love of your life? And also Lakshman understood how much spiritual pain of separation this would cause in the heart of Ram. But it was his order. So he took Sita on the chariot and he began to drive through the forest. And Sita was so happy. She was smiling in such joy to take this wonderful excursion. But then it came when they were reaching the ashram of Valmiki that Lakshman, the whole while, his heart was burning. And when Sita saw that tears were profusely flowing from his eyes and his limbs were trembling in spiritual agony, he was speechless. Sita could understand that he is bringing me to never return. And Sita asked Lakshman, and Lakshman had to explain to her with choked voice that you are being banished for the rest of your life to never see your Lord again. And Sita broke down, weeping and crying, and Lakshman had to endure seeing Sita in this condition. And she simply spoke to Lakshman, and she said, if this is the will of my Lord, then I will gladly follow this instruction. I am only living for his pleasure. If my being banished with a broken heart for the rest of my life will help to assist the mission of my Lord and give pleasure to my Lord Ram, then I am prepared to do it. And Sita became an ascetic living in the ashram of Valmiki Muni. This scene was so pitiable to the heart of Sri Lakshmanji that he resolved in his mind that ever if I or when I appear along with the Supreme Lord Sri Ram, I will become his elder brother. Because as younger brother, I have to obey everything he says. As elder brother, I can give him orders in the mood of loving service. So ever since, he has been elder brother. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya. Balaram is elder brother of Krishna. In fact, when Krishna wanted to cleanse the pride of Lord Brahma, the stealing of the calves and the cows, he understood that if Balaram was there, he could never get away with this. So he chose to do it on Balaram's birthday. Correct? It was Balaram's birthday, so Balaram was getting Abhishek, and Yashoda and Nanda were having him give so much charity of cows to Brahmins on that day. So Krishna went out with the rest of the friends. Because if Balaram was there, he would have stopped Brahma from doing like this. And similarly, after when Krishna wanted to dance on the heads of Kaliya, Balaram was the one who, like the elder brother, kept all the Brijvasis from jumping in and giving their lives. So Balaramji, of course, after Braj Leela, Balaram was favorable toward Duryodhana. And after Bhima killed Duryodhana, when he was laying there in an invalided state, Balaram came ready to destroy everyone. And Krishna's younger brother with folded hands had to explain to him, please be kind upon my devotees. So Balaramji is the original Guru Tattva, because in every possible way, he is the original servant of the Lord. And we should know, Guru is never God, but Guru is always the servant of the Lord. Balaram is God, the original Guru. But all Gurus must take the position of being the humble servant of the previous Acharyas. And Lord Sri Balaramji appears in the avatar of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Lord Nityananda Prabhu to freely distribute his mercy in the most incredible and wonderful way. He exhibits the supreme, most unparalleled strength within the realm of divinity. Because we know how Balaram, he killed Vivida Gorilla with one smash in the head. How he killed Pralamba Sura, who was considered the most dangerous, terrible, deadly of all demons, with one crushing blow to the head. He killed Denukasura by whirling him around and throwing him into the trees effortlessly, like a child playing. When he was in Hastinapur, when he saw that the residents were offending Krishna, with his mighty plow, he separated the whole kingdom of Hastinapur, which was the capital of the whole world, and was about to throw it all in the Ganges, along with Bhishma and Karna and Arjuna and all these great Maharathis. This is his supreme strength. But yet, when Jagai and Madhai smashed him on the head with a pot, he was bleeding. He could have immediately destroyed those rascals. But instead, with tears of compassion and love in his eyes, he pleaded with them, please, I forgive you for what you've done. Just take the holy name of Krishna.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama!
when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his Sudarshan Chakra ready to kill these two asuras, Nityananda Balaram, with folded palms, prayed, "Please forgive them. Give them love of God. Give them prema bhakti through your holy name." So Balaram exhibited the supreme power and strength in this age of Kali Yuga in the form of Nithai by killing the hearts of the demons and giving them the highest perfection of prema through the chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Nithai go premanande. The deity after many years when the Muslims were coming to attack this place was put into a kund called Kshirasagara, which is just behind the temple. Kshirasagara was excavated at the time of Lord Krishna when the Brijabasis brought milk from 100,000 cows to bathe Lord Balaram in at this place. And when the Muslims were coming, Aurangzeb and others, his armies, they put the deity in the lake, and for many long years he was forgotten. Nobody knew where he was. But then, just at about the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he revealed to his devotee where he was, and he was brought out of the lake and again installed on the altar. But this time we'd ask Dina Bandhu to give us great joy by his narration of the glories of Sri Balaram.
Oh, Dauji Maharaj ki! So Maharaj gave such a wonderful heart-rending presentation of how, although Lord Balaram, he's the first expansion, Bhagavan ka sabse pehle vistar hai, because he prakar wo Bharavai ke roop mein hai. So he gave very beautiful description. Actually, once Sita understood, jab Sita ji samajhti thi, ki kyon Balaram mujhe yahan le aaye, to usne kaha tha, मैं समझती हूँ क्यों ये सब हो रहा है क्योंकि मैं तो बारंबार आपको बहुत अपराध की पर लक्ष्मण को बहुत डिस्चार्ज हो गया सीता जी मेरा पूजनीय माता है मैं कैसे मुझसे अपराध की ये कैसे हो सकते हैं पर सीता जी बोले हाँ हमने बहुत अपराध किया आपके जैसे ये सबसे पहली रात हमारे विवाह के पश्चात आप और राम बरामदे में बैठे थे हम बारंबार आती थी और मेरा आशा थी कि आप चले जाएंगे पर आप तो गए नहीं तो अंत में हम वहां खड़ी हो गई फिर आप फिर भी नहीं चले गए फिर हमने कहा था कि लक्ष्मण जी अभी हम तो राम जी का सेवा कर सकते हैं आप चले जाइए और आपने कहा था कि क्या बात है मेरा पूरा जीवन तो राम जी के चरणों में है मैं पूरा जीवन राम जी के चरणों में अर्पित कर दिया है मैं सारे जीवन राम जी का सेवा किया है अब एक दिन से दूसरे दिन मेरा सेवा खत्म हो गए ये कैसे हो सकते हैं तो राम जी तो बहुत संकट में पड़ गए लक्ष्मण के पक्ष ले जाएंगे तो सीता जी से बहुत तकलीफ होगा, सीता जी के पक्ष लेंगे तो लक्ष्मण को बहुत तकलीफ होगा। सो राम जी ने कहा था ठीक है, कल मैं विशिष्ट ऋषि से पूछेंगे क्या होना चाहिए, वो गुरु है वो बता सकते। सो अगले दिन सुबह राम जी ने वशिष्ठ जी बुलाए और फिर वशिष्ठ जी से बोला कि गुरु जी मुझे बहुत तकलीफ है, केवल आप उसका समाधान कर सकते हैं। वशिष्ठ जी बोला कि आप तो स्वयं भगवान हैं, अगर कोई तकलीफ है आप उसका समाधान नहीं कर सकते, मैं क्या करूं। और राम जी ने कहा नहीं, आप तो गुरु हैं, अगर हम कुछ निर्णय लेंगे तो मुझे पक्षपात बन जाएंगे, आप तो गुरु हैं, आपके निर्णय तो सबको एक्सेप्ट स्वीकार करेंगे। तो फिर वशिष्ठ मुनि ने कहा तो सीता जी बोली बोलिए। तो सीता जी ने कहा कि मैं अग्नि के सामने, सब ब्राह्मणों के सामने, ठाकुर जी के सामने, अग्नि के सामने, राम जी मेरा प्रभु के रूप में स्वीकार किया कि मैं उनका सेवक हूँ पूरे जीवन के लिए, इसलिए मैं उनके साथ आई विवाह करने के लिए। For this reason I have become his wife. तो उनके सेवा मेरे अधिकार है। तो फिर वशिष्ठ मुनि बोला लक्ष्मण मैं तो पूरे जीवन राम जी के सेवा की है, एक दिन से दूसरे दिन मेरा सेवा खत्म हो गया, ये धर्म है? ये आई थी और एक दिन से दूसरे दिन मेरा सेवा खत्म हो गई, ये क्या बात है, ये धर्म नहीं है? मैं पूरे जीवन राम जी का सेवा किया है, एक दिन से दूसरे दिन कैसे बंद हो सकते? सो वशिष्ठ मुनि जी ने सोचा कुछ देर, ठीक है जब राम जी घर के अंदर है, अंदरी विभाग में है, उस सीता जी का अधिकार है सेवा करने के लिए, और जब राम जी बाहर आते हैं और उनके महल में उपस्थित, उनका थ्रोन मीन्स आसन में, सिंहासन में विराजते हैं, वहीं आपके सेवा का अधिकार है। और वो तो वशिष्ठ मुनि ने ठीक निर्णय किया, लेकिन फिर हम समझ सकते, अभी हम समझ सकते हैं आपका सेवा देखने से हम समझ सकते हैं कि मैंने बहुत अपराध किए, कि सही बात था, आपके पूरे जीवन राम जी के चरणों में अर्पित किया, हमने बहुत अपराध किया। और दूसरा अपराध जब हम वन में गए और राम जी वो सुनहरा हरिण के पीछे चले गए और फिर कुछ आवाज सुने, कुछ आवाज सुना दिया है, तो फिर हमने कहा था कि आप चले जाइए राम जी का सहायता करो, हमने कहा को राम जी का कोई सहायता का जरूरत आवश्यकता नहीं है, कोई किसी प्रकार का खतरा नहीं, ये कोई माया है, असुर का माया है, हमने आपको फिर भी अपराध किया महाराज जी ने विस्तृत रूप से वर्णन किया। ये सब अपराध के फल है जो अभी हो रहा है, ये सब मेरा अपराध। तो उसी समय लक्ष्मण बहुत एकदम शॉक हो गया, फिर उसी समय उनको वो उन्होंने निर्णय लिया कि अगली अवतार हम आएंगे तो हम बड़ी बड़ी के रूप में आएंगे, तो फिर वो मेरा आज्ञा पालन करना पड़ेगा, वो मेरे छोटे भाई कन्हैया, मैं तो डाओ वो मेरे कन्हैया हो जाएंगे, वो मेरे आज्ञा पालन करना होगा, इसी अवतार में मुझे बहुत तकलीफ हुआ, वो तो बड़े भाई है हमेशा उनका आज्ञा का पालन करें, सब हमेशा बहुत तकलीफ होती है, लेकिन फिर हम देखते हैं कि ये श्री कृष्ण बहुत चतुर है, जैसे बलराम वो चाहते थे कि सुभद्रा किससे शादी करेंगे, दुर्योधन, और कृष्ण जी किससे?
अर्जुन।
अर्जुन। तो सुभद्रा किससे किससे शादी किया?
अर्जुन।
कृष्ण जी सब पीछे पीछे छोटे भाई होने भी ये भी पीछे पीछे बलराम जब अर्जुन सुभद्रा ले गए तो बलराम उनको उनका नष्ट करने के लिए तैयार हो गए। तो कृष्ण बोले दाओ देखो ये तीर व्हाट यू कॉल दिस रेंस
regular.
I'm mixing my Spanish. Spanish is tear. Spanish means tear cut. Lagam. Kiske hat mein lagam hai? Agar Arjun to Subhadra ka haran kar rahe. So ye lagam wo Arjun ke hat mein hona chahiye. Lekin dekho kiske hat mein hai? Isse Subhadra ka hat mein hai. So Balaram nirash ho gaya. Ye chote bhai hamesha mere. He gets the best of me. So Braj mein. Oh Daudi Maharaj ki. Oh Krishna Kanhaiya Lal ki. So bataya jate hai ki Braj mein char dev hai. Jaise aapne kal dekha tha Mathura mein Keshav dev.
Daudi Lal ki jai.
अच्छा मकर निश्चय और आप भी देखा गोविंद देव वृंदावन में गोविंद देव हैं और कल हम लोग गिरिराज परिक्रमा करेंगे उसके शुरू में हम लोग हरि देव के दर्शन करेंगे और दक्षिण दिशा में ये छोटा बालदेव ये छोटा देव कौन है बालदेव तो हम लोग बालदेव के सामने उपस्थित हैं और बालादेव यहाँ क्यों है क्योंकि ये तो जमुना के पूर्व की तीर पे है और पूर्व की तीर पर पांच वन है कौन सा बद्र वन भांडीर वन बेल वन लोहावन और महावन सो ये पांच वन ये तो बालाराम जी का वन है और पश्चिम के तीर पर सात वन है कौन मरुवन कमुदवन ओटालवन कमुदवन बहुलवन वृंदावन कामवन अभी हम कामवन से आए कल कामवन और केदरवन एक छोटा वन है केदरवन ये सब कृष्ण के वन है सो इस तरह बालादेव जी How do you say? Adipati hai. We can say. So yahan is this side of Jamuna, we find this very, very... This is sabse bada Baladev ka murti hai. Aur Revati kyon chupe hai? Why? Chup...
Kyon chupi hai? To wahan par... उनके बगल में खड़ी हुई है ना सेवा के भाव से है अलग वो वैसे नहीं छिपी हुई है
बाजू में खड़ी की
हाँ इसलिए
एनीवे देयर इज टू रीजंस मे बी थ्री ही इज आल्सो टेलिंग वन रीजन दो तीन कारण हैं एक तो वो सेवा भाव में जैसे पंडित जी ने कहा वो सेवा भाव में खड़ी है दूसरे को रेवती का वास्तविक स्थान है द्वारका में कि वहां बलराम द्वारका में उसकी शादी हो गई आप जानते हैं कि वो रायवाटा महाराज की पुत्री हैं रेवती और रायवा महाराज कोई योग्य बाहर नहीं मिले सबसे इंटरव्यू किया He was looking for some engineer with degree from USA. Koi nahi mila. Phir wo Brahmaji ke paas gaye. Lekin Brahmaji us samay jaisa aap mandir ka adhyaksh ke paas jate hain kya hote hain? Wo meeting mein hain. Haan? Har baar aap mandir ka adhyaksh ke paas jate hain उसके सेक्रेटरी बैठे वो मीटिंग में है अभी बैठी है थोड़ी देर इज़न्ट इट सो वहां भी गए रेवत महाराज उनके सेक्रेटरी बोले कि वो अभी तो सब देवी देवता है वो मीटिंग में है, थोड़ी देर बैठी है। सो फिर ब्रह्मा जी बुलाए रेवत महाराज, और रेवत महाराज सब उनके सामने बताए, और ब्रह्मा जी हंसने लगे, ये क्या बात है, क्योंकि वो तो सतयुग में शुरू हो गया उसका, ये सतयुग की बात है। लेकिन ब्रह्मा जी का समय उसका एक मिनट तो हम समझ सकते हैं, थोड़ी देर कुछ मीटिंग हो चुके हैं। तो ब्रह्मा जी ने कहा कि जो लोग आपके बारे आप उसके बारे में बात करते हैं ये सब तो मर चुके हैं, उसका पुत्र भी मर चुके, उसका पुत्र के पुत्र का पुत्र के पुत्र, अभी तक उसका पृथ्वी भर उसका नाम भी नहीं सुनते हैं, इतने समय हो चुके हैं पृथ्वी पे। लेकिन चिंता मत करो, आप जाइए द्वारका, वहां श्री बालादेव है, वो बहुत सुंदर है, वो आपके पुत्री का बार बनाने का योग्य है। सो फिर वहां गई, वो तो द्वापर युग था। सो सच आप देख, हम सुनते हैं कि जब मुचकुंड वो गुफा से निकल गए, वो देखे सब लोग तो छोटे हो गए, अभी कलयुग हो चुके हैं। सो वो तो द्वापर युग के आदमी है, ये रेवत तो सतयुग के आदमी, तो कितनी ऊंची उनका पुत्री कितनी ऊंची थी। और बालादेव उसका उनको देखकर कि हम देखते हैं भारत में कि हम हमेशा चाहते हैं कि कम से कम हमारा पत्नी हमसे बराबर होगा, और बेस्ट बेटर इज अगर छोटे छोटी है। सो बलराम जी उसका हाल लेकर उसका खंड पे को छोटी बनाई है। ओ जाओ जी महाराज, so should we go to Shirsagar or you want to say anything more? So there's four Devs. What are the four Devs? Hari Dev, Keshav Dev, and Baladev. So now kirtan karke hum log Shirsagar ke darshan, ye dusra naam hai, namantra hai, Sankarshan Kund, aur aajkal wo Shirsagar bhi kehte hain. So we will take darshan of Shirsagar and then go back to the buses. If you're sab lagdok jaldi se jaldi bina, how do you say, hesitation,
bina
der ke sab log to bus mein jana chahiye. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.